waking you up at the weekend. From St. Albans, it's Johnny Seabrook.
Good morning, St. Albans. How are we this morning then? It's Saturday morning, the 13th. Man alive, the 13th? Yeah, but it's Saturday. It's Saturday, so we're okay with all of that.
Now, Claire is a mental health nurse. Claire, where is it you're based?
So I'm currently based at the Lister Hospital as a child and adolescent mental health nurse.
Right. Now, this is what we thought was like really, really beneficial for us at the moment. And there's lots of people in the St. Albans area who have got children who would have been off school now for 2 weeks, and there's that lack of routine. And there are some kind of mental health issues that are coming into play. Is that correct?
Yeah, definitely. So what we're going to be seeing is obviously a lot of anxiety from young people about not knowing what the future looks like. And you've got to remember, a lot of young people have been preparing for their GCSEs for 2 years.
Daniel Berry is going to be joining us just after 6 o'clock today. And I'm slightly apprehensive because he's setting a little quiz for us in round about an hour's time. So if you feel quizzical and you want to test the old grey matter here on a Thursday evening, make sure you're staying with us here on St. Albans Drive through until 7 o'clock. Here's a little quiz for you, though. This is Go West and the King of Wishful Thinking. Which movie was this song from? I'll tell you in three. Stay there.
Well, now, one of the things that has brought lots of joy is Herman, a friendship cake, which has sort of gone throughout St. Albans. And the family behind it, we've got Mary and her son, Orion, on the phone. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Lovely to speak to you. Now, I've got to start off. What is Herman?
So Herman is a friendship cake. So you grow it, you mix.
King of Wishful Thinking, Go West. Which movie was it from? It was from Pretty Woman. Yeah, give yourself a pat on the back if you got that right. Julia Roberts and Richard Gere. Yeah, drop a name there. Absolutely brilliant, brilliant film. It was on TV about a month back. We just stayed up and watched it again. It was fantastic. Right, stay right there. We're going to tell you about a few things that are happening here at Radio Verulam in the course of the weekend right after
St. Albans Drive.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this year's Mayor's Pride Awards, sponsored by Morgan Sindall, right here on 92.6 FM Radio Verulam. These awards are presented on an annual basis in 8 different categories, and nominations come in from members of the public who have become aware of the individuals or organisations concerned either by working with them, using their services, or sometimes being married to them. Normally at this point, I would be easing myself out of my chair, having enjoyed a lovely drinks reception and a meal at St Michael's Manor, because this is normally how the awards are presented. But this year, for very obvious reasons, we're doing it differently.
Now, I've got to say this correctly. It's Zara Larsson. Yeah, I know. Do you never guess what I did? The other day, Sunday morning on the radio, I called the song Kygo Like It Is featuring Lara Zarson.
Silly boy.
I know. You just can't get the staff. Sunday morning, though, you know, sometimes the lips and the teeth and the mouth don't always work together, and you can fall foul of little things like that. So Zara Larsson there with Kygo Like It Is here on Thursday, St. Albans Drive. So big news, if you've ever been down to Highfield Park, lovely little park on the south side of St Albans, you can wander through the rose gardens there, you can go through the apple trees, the ancient apple trees, there's the football pitches where City Youth play, they do the archery there as well, 5 or 6 times a week, it's really good. And as you're going through some of the woodlands, there's lovely little Freddy the Fox. He's a carved out fox set in concrete. So many children go past, tap him on the head, little children, it brings a lot of joy, absolutely loads of joy. Anyway, last week, Freddy the Fox went missing. There was an outcry across St Albans. What has happened to Freddy the Fox? On the Facebook, the Instagram, the WhatsApp groups, across social media, we need Freddy back. Who has taken him? Which cad has taken Freddy the Fox? Anyway, a little bit of searching. Some youngsters went down there with their mummies and daddies. They had a look around. Some lunatic, that's all I can say, some lunatic, or some, how can we put it?
That total super jerk Dinklesplat!
Yeah, that's very appropriate, had actually knocked Freddy off his concrete block, picked him up, and chucked him in the nettles. Oh, I know. But good news then, Freddy the Fox back in Highfield Park after all the drama and torment of this week. Right, it's St Albans Drive here, bringing you the good news across St Albans here on this Thursday evening, and this is John Newman. I have been-